the recommendations made to the surgeons who were collaborating with the National Breast Cancer Audit, and indeed, if a surgeon commences work and submitting data to the audit, there is a consent process that the surgeon must complete to allow his or her audit data to be scrutinised in this particular way. So we undertook a pilot study 2 years ago looking at implementing the outliers process, and we were very interested in the results obtained from this particular pilot study. During 2006, where we felt the data was complete, we looked at the cases, validated them, and reported the threshold levels for all participating surgeons according to the key performance indicators.